Min Ling in Beijing. This is Emily Fang, NPR News.
It's 9 o'clock coming up. It'll be Headwaters with Malachi Coons.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd. On your smart speaker, we are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. We would like to thank Paul Bunyan Communications, offering technology for business, including cloud solutions, cybersecurity services, network management, and more, all with local customer service and support. Paul Bunyan Communications, northern Minnesota's local broadband cooperative.
Crosby has their community tree lighting tonight at 5 p.m. in Marketplace Plaza with hot chocolate and other goodies. This is...
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. I know, you know, there's a lot of music going on, but the most important music is the music you sing in your house. I sing in the kitchen all the time. I wake up singing every morning something.
Okay.
So just sing.
And listen to great music. Coming up next, Headwaters with Malachi Coons.
is a fun tune from a group called Mixed Feelings. That song from the late 70s. It was released again by Now Again Records. And the title is very much what the chorus is. Sha-la-la-la. That kind of tune always puts a smile on my face. We had a new duo from Virginia, the Wildmans, who are an up-and-coming Americana group. They threw in a nice, what do you call it? Hot Burrito Number 2, there we go, from the Flying Burrito Brothers, Graham Parsons cover on their debut album, Longtime Friend, and Yasmin Lacey and J.J. Kale rounding out our first set of Headwaters tunes today. I'm Malachi Coons. Thank you for tuning in. This is People Powered Radio, KAXE. We've got an hour of Headwaters on Fridays. Lots to fit in. We'll return to the music shortly with some Jack Klatt. Going to be hearing from Sonny Boy Williamson this hour, our album of the week from Haley Hendricks. Pieta Brown and Bo Ramsey have a new song out. We're going to be hearing from that. And then at the end of the show, I want to pay tribute to one of my favorite guitarists who passed away on Wednesday, as you've probably been hearing lots of stuff from Steve Cropper, and kind of a favorite guitarist type character. So we'll do that at the end. Minnesota Mixtape is up next, a show that I produce at 10 o'clock, digging in to the Minnesota music scene, and I'll share more on what you'll be hearing in that later on. We receive support from Lakeland PBS, offering 24/7 PBS Kids programming, the PBS Kids video app, educational resources for teachers, parents, and more at lptv.org. KEXE is a proud member of AMPERS, the Association of Minnesota Public Educational Radio Stations, and they help support 17 independent community radio stations like us throughout Minnesota, not affiliated, nor do any of them or AMPERS receive funding from NPR. Many of these stations lost federal funding, and despite these cuts, we believe community radio is vital. It has been defunded, not defeated, and vital not just here in northern Minnesota, but all around the state. In addition to supporting us, we do ask, if possible, consider donating to AMPERS statewide effort to keep community radio on the dial. Donate online today at ampers.org. I always love to take KEXE with me, but it is nice to pop in as depending on what direction I'm heading throughout the state, because we are blessed with many community radio stations, more than a lot of other states have as well. So I like to tune in and get a little taste of the different areas around the state. Something that's going on tonight in Nisswa, the Grassroots Concert Series. It's the final show of their fall-winter series with the troubadour Jack Klatt. I spoke to Kelly Smith a little while ago, and she said he's got an unfair amount of swagger, which I think is a very good term. Reminds me a little bit of a Pokey Lafarge character. His music is on Yep Rock Records, based in the Twin Cities. Again, he's performing tonight at the Grassroots Concert Series. Let's hear something from his most recent EP. This song is called Blue Lights and Yellow Flames here on People Powered Radio.
I've been spending all my time smoking cigarettes and rhymes, trying to find the words to say. Words get in the way. I'm doing fine. This town don't feel the same. Blue lights and yellow flames. When the bullet leaves the gun, oh, you better run. But which way? Thank you.
wild waters lie below. If you listen to the ice, you can hear it crack at night. This town's gonna blow. Blue lights and yellow flames. You can't comprehend the pain. It's been hanging in the air. You can't touch it, but it's there. Will it take someone you care for? Hear the thunder and the rain. Blue lights and yellow flames. And it's happening again. Thank you.
me. I can't do it all by myself. You got to help me, baby. I can't do it all by myself. You know, if you don't help me, darling, I'll have to find myself somebody else. I may have to wash it, may have to sew, I may have to cook, I might mop the floor, but you help me, baby. You know, if you don't help me, darling, I'll find myself somebody else. Talk, you talk to me. Oh, baby, I can't do it all by myself. You know, if you don't help me, darling, I'll have to find myself somebody else. Help me, darling.
Based on the Green Onions riff, that is Sonny Boy Williamson, the second's Help Me song he recorded in Chicago with Willie Dixon. Sonny Boy Williamson was born on this day in 1912. A very influential blues harmonica player. Confusingly, there was another Sonny Boy Williamson who was also a blues singer and a harmonica player. So he named himself the second. It wasn't even his original name, but... the things they were doing back then. The New Eves, before that, a British group that is folk and post-punk a little bit. And that song we heard, the Cow Song, reminded me a little bit of like Velvet Underground and how it's kind of just one chord throughout. But there's lots of people who are making folk music weird again, and I'm very down for that. Jack Klatt kicked off that set. Blue Lights and Yellow Flames here on KAXE Headwaters. Wanted to play that one for you. Jack Klatt, a chance to see him in northern Minnesota tonight. He's performing in Nisswa at the Grassroots Concert Series. This is People Powered Radio, KAXE. You're listening to Headwaters. We receive support from the Armory Arts and Events Center in downtown Park Rapids, presenting art exhibits in their gallery space, a monthly concert series September through May, and an open mic night on the third Thursday of each month. Learn more about Armory Arts and Events Center offerings on Facebook and on Instagram. Mostly cloudy skies today. We've got highs in the low 20s. A chance of flurries afternoon. Tonight, lows from negative 4 to 1 above. Mostly cloudy early on, becoming clear. Tomorrow, highs in the 10 to 13 range I'm seeing. And then Sunday, sunny. Highs in the upper single digits. Finally, some frigid temperatures have arrived. Yesterday was a strange day. It was negative whatever in the morning, and then by the end of the evening, it was in the teens. But the wind kept going throughout the day, and it felt like it was getting colder as it was getting warmer. Our question of the week, tell us about your handmade gifts. What have you made or been given? Give us gift ideas and text 218-326-1234. Coming up at 10 o'clock, Minnesota Mixtape. Some of the things you'll be hearing. We've got a new single just out today from McKee and Hugh Roberts. He wrote a song about the 1924 Milford mine disaster in Crosby. We will also pay tribute on the show to Jellybean Johnson of groups like Flight Time and The Time. He was Prince's drummer for a while, kind of a big figure in the Minneapolis sound. He passed away just the other week. So that's on the way on our Minnesota Deep Dive Minnesota Mixtape, Fridays at 10 and Saturdays at 3 here on KAXE. Later on today, your On the River host, you can catch On the River at 1 and at 7 tonight. First up, Darren White's hosting from 1 to 4 and Alyssa Allen tonight from 7 to 10 p.m. It is time for our album of the week, What of Our Nature, by Haley Hendricks and Max Garcia Conover. This is their second collaboration, and it's a collection of protest folk songs done in the spirit of Woody Guthrie. The album is intimate and present for the listener. It's recorded straight to tape in a studio in Vermont. We are going to hear a song that this whole album has really hit as it's heading into bye-bye-bye season, but this song, I guess, especially on topic. Let us know what you think of our album of the week. Here is Mr. Marketer.
What I was told I was destined to be in, what was indebted and ripped. Seems the garden got crowded, the talking too loud, and the man on the screen, he is freaking me out, saying, don't let me down, and you're letting marketer's option to spoil, and the rider's pulling her heart from me. Oh, the market is crowded, they've started to yell. The artist is selling sad nudes of her. Snake hanging out of its mouth.
special out there. Guaranteed personality. I wasn't born so much as I fell out. Nobody seemed to notice me. We had a hedge back home in the suburb, over which I never could see. I heard the people who live on the ceiling scream and fight for scarily. Hearing that noise was my first ever feeling. That's how it's been all around me. I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for a special offer, a guaranteed personality. I'm all tuned in, I see all the programs. I save coupons from packets of tea. I've got my giant hit discotheque album. I empty a bottle, I feel a bit free. Kids in halls and the pipes in the walls make me noises for company. Long distance callers make long distance calls. Supermarket, I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for the special offer, a guaranteed personality. It's not here. Disappear. I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. Special offer, guaranteed personality. I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for a special offer, guaranteed personality. I'm all lost.
About
Day Cool here on KAXE. That is a collaboration between producer Psy Galaxy and Nigerian vocalist Obi Onyaha. That is from the All Day Cool EP. Before that, Lost in the Supermarket from The Clash. I was briefly lost in the supermarket the day before Thanksgiving last week, looking for cranberry sauce in the tube. Asked a, let's go with 20, early 20s year old person. They looked at me like they didn't even know what cranberry sauce was. And, eventually, I had to find kind of an elder worker at the, and they were able to show me only two cranberry sauces, by the way, which was very strange. Did make my own cranberry sauce, but we also had to have the pre-made one that kind of sits just in a tube as well. Mr. Marketer kicking off that set. That was not a necessary tangent whatsoever. Haley Hendricks and Max Garcia Conover kicking off that set of music here on Headwaters. Our album of the week. Let us know what you think of that one. What of Our Nature? That album title shows up on a different song, and they say, What of Our Nature Have We Forgot? That is a lovely collaboration between Hendricks and Max Garcia Conover. As the albums and things are slowing down, we will be putting Album of the Week to rest over December. Not so many new releases every Friday, but we'll be digging into a variety of other stuff. Keep your eyes and ears peeled for our best of lists. We'll be running down our favorite songs from the year, albums as well. Our volunteers, different On the River hosts, what they have been loving over the year. From the news team, I know they're going to be putting together lists of kind of the most interesting top stories they've done, the morning team as well. So we will have lots of fun and exciting stuff for you as we are continuing on toward the holidays. And of course, you'll hear some new holiday releases as well. Like on our current Fresh Picks, there is a Melissa Carper album that Kari picked out and has some lot of great songs on it. I will wait just a little while longer before I go full holiday, but you know, it's a personal choice. No judgment about listening to Christmas music already. Anyways, okay. Coming up in just a little bit, our daily slice of green cheese trivia. Have your phones ready. And at 10 o'clock, Minnesota Mixtape. Darren White is, well, actually, I'm skipping World Cafe. World Cafe is at 11, and then Darren White is hosting On the River at 1 p.m. early this afternoon. Check out the Season Watch Pod with hosts Charlie Mitchell, Heidi Holton, John Latimer, and a rotating cast of characters. It is for the curious and filled with the delights of nature. New episodes come out on Thursdays. This week, being a nature detective, following the tracks in the snow. Another KEXC thing we have going on is for area book lovers. Come to a book swap at the KBXC studio in Bemidji. Bring a book, take a book. It's next Wednesday, December 10th from 5:30 to 7:30. You can talk about your favorite books as well with fellow readers, staff, and What We're Reading host Tammy Bobrowski. Used books from the Red Door Bookstore will be available for purchase. Coming up tonight, Matthew Miltich and the Clearwater Hot Club. Kind of flip things around a little bit. Matthew not playing bass. He is singing with the group. They have a full band coming up from the cities as well. Sam will still be there playing guitar, but looking forward to that one at Rapids Brewing at 6. Speaking of Christmas music, John Kearns is doing a Christmas show at the Jack Pine Brewery in Baxter tonight. That is at 6. And then Morning Bird are playing tonight at Bridget's Irish Pub in Bemidji. That one is at 7 p.m. Through tomorrow, artist Nelia Harper French invites you to the attic in Old Central School in Grand Rapids to make an ornament. Hours are noon to 4, and plus throughout tonight's First Friday Art Walk. All materials will be provided. Northwood's Friends of the Arts in Cook presents It Starts With an Idea, a multimedia exhibit by Mary Lou Ellison through December 27th. And their opening reception also today. Lots of art going on around the area. That one is from 5 to 7. It is time now for our slice of green cheese, our daily trivia question. Be the first to call in with the correct answer, and we will send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Our thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Dairy Queen in Grand Rapids, Common Grounds 218 in Longville, and Wings Airport Cafe in Brainerd for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you have won sometime in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Here is today's question. Legendary guitarist, producer, and songwriter Steve Cropper passed away this Wednesday. He is best known for his work with Stax Records as a member of their house band, which was initially the Marquees, and members of that group would go on to form what popular instrumental R&B group? You know the answer or want to make a guess, call 218-326-1234. The question again is, the legendary guitarist, producer, and songwriter Steve Cropper passed away this Wednesday. He is best known for his work with Stax Records as a member of their in-house session band, the Marquees, and members of that group would eventually form what popular instrumental R&B group? Call 218-326-1234. With your guess. You can hold your calls. We do have a winner for today's slice of green cheese. Please hold your calls. Listen to Steve Cropper lay it down on the guitar. That is Melting Pot, the 45 version. That whole song is closer to 8-9 minutes. Dance Floor Classic. It's the last release from Booker T and the MGs before they first called it quits. They would reform later on. The song's called Melting Pot. Booker T and the MGs was the correct answer to today's slice of green cheese trivia. Congratulations to Matt from Wyoming, Minnesota, who will be heading to Crow Wings Food Co-op in Brainerd. He correctly answered Booker T and the MGs, and we are remembering Steve Cropper with our slice of green cheese today, which was about Cropper, who passed away on Wednesday. Wanted to know what group that he is famous for being in the house band, working with Stax in many different ways, but he was in their house recording band called the Marquees. Many members of that group would eventually form what instrumental popular R&B group? And the answer is Booker T and the MGs. So I saw some fun facts about Steve Cropper. I saw in, I believe it was maybe the early 2000s, a lot of like British guitar magazines ranked him as the greatest living guitarist. I know a lot of like the Rolling Stones, the Beatles were obsessed with Stax Records. They even wanted to go to Stax and do recordings there, but their manager axed that idea. He thought it was unsafe to go to Memphis. Would have been pretty sweet to have the Beatles recording with the amazing Stax lineup of Steve Cropper and Booker T and all those guys. But anyways, just lots of fun facts. Tons of people love Steve Cropper, his guitar playing. I feel like he didn't really do crazy solos. He just nailed it every time, which is my kind of guitar playing. So remembering Steve Cropper, you've been hearing music from him all week. I'm sure you will hear more from the many different things that he was involved in. Here's a song that he put out with Lucinda Williams in 2011, as he did a tribute album to an R&B group that even predates the Stax Records called The Five Royals, which is who Steve Cropper was a big fan of their guitar player. That's how he got into it. Let's check out Lucinda Williams and his version of The Five Royals' biggest hit, Dedicated to the One I Love.
This is dedicated to the one I love. While I'm far away from you, my baby, I know it's hard for you, my baby, because it's hard for me, my baby, and the darkest hour is just before dawn. Each night before you go to bed,
satisfied just knowing that you love me.
But there's one thing I want you to do, especially for me.
My baby, whisper a little prayer for me, my baby.
to the one I
another new one from the Olympians, taking us out of Headwaters. Really like that California tune. Now we have Honeybee from their upcoming In Search of a Revival album. Just heard Dedicated to the One I Love, Lucinda Williams with the late Steve Cropper, paying tribute to the Five Royals. Coming up next at 10 o'clock, Minnesota Mixtape. You are listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, at 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. It is 9:58. On the way for you today, World Cafe is at 11. On the River with Darren White at 1 o'clock. All Things Considered at 4. As It Happens at 6. And Alyssa Ellen hosting On the River tonight, from 7 o'clock until 10 p.m. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Oh, and a reminder, if you like the slice of green cheese we just heard, be sure to tune in tomorrow night for the regular green cheese trivia show. Brandon Chase is hosting tomorrow night from 7 o'clock until 9. After that, After Dark with Diane Ott.